Listen to a conversation between two students.
Hey, Madison, what's wrong?
Oh, I'm just struggling about what to do. I won an award from the Pacific Journalism Institute for an article I submitted, and...
Doesn't sound like anything's wrong.
Well, it's a huge honor to win, and there's an award ceremony they've invited me to attend, which I'm super excited about. But, and here's what's frustrating, I've got a philosophy exam that's scheduled to end right when the ceremony begins.
Uh-oh. You're saying you'd just be finishing up taking the exam right when the ceremony starts?
Exactly.
But those ceremonies never start on time. They give long introductions, you know, have a general speech or something before they ever get to handing out awards. I'm sure they won't be ready to hand out your award right at the beginning. Just go when you're done with the test. You won't miss anything important.
Maybe, but that's a bit risky. I don't want to miss being there when they announce my name.
Well, have you talked to your professor about this?
Dr. Forrester? No.
Maybe she'll let you take the exam some other time.
True. She lets people reschedule exams sometimes, but she always makes them take it a couple of days early. That would mean less studying time for me, which I'm not thrilled about.
Less time to study. Oh.
Like I said, I'm still struggling about what to do.
The speakers discuss two possible solutions to the woman's problem. Briefly summarize the problem, then state which of the solutions you recommend and explain why.